Listener, is déjà vu more than just a quirk of the brain? Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal? Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomena? If you've asked yourself these questions before, follow in the footsteps of paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and delve into the mysteries of the Unknown 9 universe. Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe. You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the Fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own. On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Shalhatra, will learn to master her unique connection into the Fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the Fold to alter the course of human history. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and the perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal. And out of sight, paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and his enigmatic producer Lazary travel the country, seeking out regular people with uncanny stories, those with the knowledge of the unknown. The strange cases, eerie locations, and peculiar characters Blake and Lazary encounter all have essential ties to the larger universe, including the Unknown 9 Awakening video game. Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/obscura. That's unknown9.com/obscura.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Listening to Alessandro Morisecchi singing Ave Maria. He's frequently cited as the last castrato. A castrato was a centuries-old practice of castrating vocally talented boys well before puberty. The child was mutilated by doctors, so the larynx wouldn't be transformed by normal physiological events of puberty. Women were banned from singing in the Catholic Church, so young boys were castrated in their place. The boys were given a warm bath, drugged with opium, and then their necks were squeezed until they passed out. From there, their testicles were either removed entirely, or the correct blood vessels were simply slashed. Some boys even died during the castration process. Eventually, after much criticism, castrato were reasonably banned from the Catholic Church. But let's say there was a supposed accident. If a child allegedly fell and their testicles were injured, or perhaps they got a hernia, then the church would happily accept new castrati into their fold with open arms. These new children were operated on much the same way, of course. With the diminishing numbers of castrati on hand, it became a valuable trade. The boys fell out of singing, they were accepted into the church as priests. They needed that work, because they wouldn't be accepted elsewhere. There were a number of physiological effects that came with the territory. Not only were they unusually tall, due to the growth plates in their legs not fusing shut, but they had large breasts, buttocks, and developed osteoporosis, Beyond that, they usually had a childlike facial appearance. Alessandro Morisecchi supposedly grew resentful of his status as a castrato. It destroyed his marriage. He wasn't able to conceive, and his wife, after realizing that she wanted children, left him for another man. And since he was the last of his kind, he must have felt alone in the world towards the end. At age 63, he died of pneumonia. Why did I bring up Alessandro, the last castrato? Well, listener, because he's been on my radar for a long time. Personally, I find something disturbing and unnerving about Alessandro's voice. Knowing that he was mutilated to achieve that sound, and that he was the last in a long line of a barbaric practice. In April 2023, a YouTube animator that went by Empty shot himself during a YouTube live stream. The footage was initially archived, as Empty was careful to black out the actual footage of him getting shot. You see, YouTube has safeguards in place where they can pick up on the imagery and AI can tell if it should be on their platform. He set a timer to black out the screen right when the money shot happened. Now, I'm going to play the audio for you now. It's very disturbing. You've been warned.
Very visible. It's going to be pretty anticlimactic, ain't it? Yeah. This thing I'm writing is going to get bloodstained. Don't worry, I'm not gonna actually let you see it, but you will hear it. Let's turn off all the mic filters, just in case. My heart's fucking beating. I got maybe two things to say. Fury Tomic, you're okay to use those video clips, it's okay. It's gonna be really awkward if this also jams or fails to fire. Oh shit, I forgot. I gotta press the button to make sure I close the stream after I die and also set the PC to shut off. Shutdown ST120. Okay. All the models on Gumroad are free. Do whatever the fuck you want. Check the socials for maybe a few notes or last words. Well, this is it.
Are you okay? Kristen, you okay? Kristen. Kristen.
Almost here.
Hemti was supposedly dealing with depression and other mental health issues. His Twitter timeline showcased an obsession over weapons. Endless posts and retweets about weapons, mass shootings, anime, not safe for work content, animation, a very strange blend. The obsession over the weapons was to the point that I'm curious what other dark thoughts swam around in his mind. And to this day, his Twitter bio reads, "Killed myself, smiley face, 02/05/2003 to 04/23/2023. Died to self-inflicted shotgun headshot, along with the listing of what model shotgun it was." One of the last videos he shared was a music video about mass shooter Dylan Klebold. The song runs only a little over a minute. I'm going to play it as a transition piece to the first full part of the episode.
Everybody knows that I'm the best around and don't even know why I look like Bret Hart mixed with Dylan Klebold. Let me wipe the propane on my eyes. School shooter jacket with the wood grain blade. Butterfly strapped in the sock with the prey. Waiting and debating for the time and the day. I should unleash every single plan that I made. Plan that I made where I aim for the hate. Every kid and teacher that ever picked on me. Grip, don't squeeze, I don't wanna make you bleed. But I know what a scene you to see when I leave. Crime scene when I leave in the woods when I flee. Back to the cabin with a smile on me. Dig another cellar then I'm ready for the weather. Bitch, I'm coming down, you better remember just what I'm telling. Get low when you see me come round. Better get down when you hear that sound. Pipe bomb blowing in the loud background. Lights get snatched but your body hits ground.
Prosecutors say Israel Trejo went to a Tulsa apartment to buy an axe from a man last October, and then with no motive at all, swung and plunged an axe into the head of 22-year-old James Jimmy Patterson, who happened to be in the process of eating his dinner. I'm going to play that audio for you now.
This is for the long time before. This is? Yeah, I'm once in the not shooting. And the gun was very strong.
Reduce the free? Yes. Yeah.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jimmy Patterson's body instantly goes limp as the axe plunged through his skull. A nearby woman, believed to be his girlfriend, begins screaming as the horror of the scene sets in. Israel Trejo pled guilty for the attack and was sentenced to life without parole. First Assistant D.A. Eric Grayless was quoted saying, "This was one of the most traumatic ones to deal with. The level of brutality, the unprovoked attack, really the demonic aspect of this entire case, is difficult to get out of your head. I am thankful this is over and justice was served." On April 3rd, 2013, in Deltona, Florida, Angela Stolt is in a heated argument with a man.
Okay, wait, we're talking about when you're at your
last night?
Yeah. Last sister's up. Yeah. The other day.
Well, it was
this morning.
It was another day. It seems like a while back. It's been a long.
Whole ordeal has been so long.
Yeah, I'm sure this has been a terrible burden on you. So, you know, I believe me, I understand.
I don't see how you guys can understand, but thank you.
We've been doing it for a while, so it's
just things we've seen and done.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen it take a toll on somebody before, and it's so.
Hello, Angel. How come they call you Angel when AJ. Your name is Angela?
That's right, AJ.
That's me.
My dad's called me Angel since I was young. Angel Face is what he started with.
Okay. You enjoy your Coke and your fries?
I sure would, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Angel, it's been a long day, as you know. And every time that I come in contact you, I just want to keep reminding you that, again, you were advised of your rights, okay?
Yes,
do you still understand those rights?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With that in mind, do you still wish to talk to me about the case?
I see no reason not to.
Okay, so do you want to talk to me about the case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now,
a 36-year-old named James Schaefer, the two argue over a money issue involving Social Security. According to Angela, the money dispute had gotten heated at Austin Cemetery the day of the murder. She alleges that the man screamed in her face, choked her, and made her feel threatened. Angela states that's why the ice pick ended up in James Schaefer's eye.
Again, what so far at this point, you've been a tremendous help. Okay, I mean, you've pretty much by this afternoon, you've ridden around with us to various places. And pointed out a variety of things to corroborate your story. Okay. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've done my best to be as completely honest as I can.
Okay.
I'm totally sleep deprived and couldn't lie to you. Like,
okay.
I guess I could try, but it wouldn't help.
At this point, no.
I'm so relaxed now that.
A tremendous weight's been lifted off your shoulder?
A horrible weight.
Okay. I know you've told the story a few times, okay? As things have progressed and you're in a more relaxed state, I want you to, if you can, if you will, please, to help us out. And in a sense, to help you out, okay? To help you be more relaxed with what happened. I want to talk about the day that it happened, okay? I want to go back to the point where you say that you picked him up from work, because there are a couple things that we would like some clarification on. We being law enforcement, we just being everyone. So there's questions. I want to make sure that we don't leave tonight with questions that went unanswered. I want to know as much as I can about the situation, okay? So what I might do is even go further back than the day that this happened and all the way back in time and to the point where you first met Jimmy.
According to Angela, she reached into the back seat, into a box of camping supplies, blindly feeling for something to defend herself with. She grabbed an ice pick and stabbed at his face, plunging the pick into his eye. This allegedly only served to enrage him more. Again, she fumbled in the box and grabbed a device used for climbing trees, a length of rope with PVC handles. She managed to wrap the length of this rope around James' neck and began to twist it, slowly strangling him.
How about we start from there?
Okay.
Okay. Let's start from there. When did you first meet Jimmy?
I don't remember the date. I remember the situation.
Okay.
I walked over and talked to Etho, which is his stepson.
Okay.
And when they were moving in, I said hello, and, you know, pretty much welcome to the neighborhood. And
okay.
We talked for just a few minutes. I don't know about what. He was a 17-year-old boy.
Okay.
Or 16. I can't remember how old he was then. But, and then Jimmy's like, "There ain't snakes in the neighborhood. I hate snakes." And
okay.
Snakes. And it's like, I told him all about all the snakes that are in the neighborhood. And
right.
He told me about how terrified he is of snakes and how horrible it would be to run across one. And
Now, when you say he moved into the neighborhood, your address is, correct me if I'm wrong, 1611 Horseshoe Terrace?
Yes.
Okay. And then Jimmy and his family moved in to, you said, across the street?
1610.
Now, in the context of time, was this years ago, months ago? How long ago
years.
Was it? Years ago. Okay. So you've been giving rides to Jimmy to his work, and I guess he's been the limo driver the whole time? And the limo company, is it in Deltona, DeBary, Orange City? Where is it in the county? Is it in the county? Is it in Seminole County?
Yes.
Okay, where is it at in Volusia County?
Deltona. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Deltona address.
Okay. More neighborly, I guess is a good word for it, by giving him rides to his work.
I was his chauffeur.
You were his chauffeur. So, he's chauffeur other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. But he obviously developed a relationship with you in terms of trusting you enough and saying, listen, in October of 2012, because this is 2013, and said, will you be my payee? I don't want my common-law mother-in-law as this person anymore, as designee. Will you take on the role? That's how he asked you?
He was like, please, 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 I'll make it worth your while, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, I didn't know that that was illegal.
Okay.
For him to pay me $100 a month.
So that's what he was paying you?
Yes.
To be there to pay
each first 2 months.
Okay. And what did you have to do for the $100?
I had to talk to his father, talk to the bank, talk to the Social Security Administration. And I mean, I know I'm in huge trouble with Social Security. But I couldn't do anything because I've got papers saying that I need the bank's statement,
mm-hmm.
proof of bills,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it had to be right.
Right.
Or I couldn't present it.
Sure.
And every month he swore he'd fix it, he'd fix it. And it just got totally way out of control.
Worse and worse.
But that's not all.
Okay.
In October, he owed his boss, like, I'm thinking 700 or more. I
okay.
don't remember. But his boss was going to call the police. And, well, that's a threat. I don't think he ever would. He said he was going to call the police on Jimmy and have him locked up. I gave it to his boss personally.
Okay.
I wouldn't even let Jimmy touch it because I was trying to keep Jimmy out of jail.
Right.
I was trying to help a friend.
Right.
Which, I don't have many friends. I mean, you know my life, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
upside down.
Mm-hmm.
I've pretty much dropped out of society because of my health problems and this, that, and the other. I have Rob and a few other people I talk to, and
yeah.
my family.
Right.
But Jimmy was like my only, you know, friend.
Right.
And
but he started taking advantage of you.
He took more than advantage of me. I mean, and I know I said the sexual crap, but that wasn't true. He didn't take advantage of me sexually.
Okay.
I don't even know if he was attracted to me. I mean, I
sure.
definitely wasn't to him.
Okay.
But we were friends.
He took advantage of your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
After she realized he was dead, Angela gets out of the car and vomits. It was quite a while before she could breathe right again. And then she was facing a new kind of terror. Now in a sort of autopilot, according to Angela, her mind shut down in a weird kind of way. She just started doing things. Barbaric things. But for now, that's going to wrap this episode up. Next week, we'll get into what all those things are, right down to the nitty-gritty detail. And let me tell you, listener, it gets disturbing, but I think that wraps things up. Thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.